When it comes to real estate, the phrase location, location, location still applies, and for many, there's no better real estate location than along the water. From the Innovation District in South Boston to Assembly Row along the Mystic River in Somerville, waterfront properties are booming. But that waterfront location also brings a new set of challenges to developers and architects, especially when it comes to climate change. As part of our continuing series, Massachusetts Climate, A Season of Change, WBUR's Jack Lepiarz reports.
Along the Mystic River in Everett, workers for the planned Wynn Casino are now working on the fifth floor. What had been home to industrial chemical plants is now being turned into a glittering 27-floor Las Vegas-style casino. But as the tower rises, back on the ground, developers are planning something closer to the site's original roots.
So the irony is, like, before that, in the early 1800s, this site actually was owned by the family that owned the Union Oyster House, and this is where they would dig oysters for the restaurant.
Jamie Fay is the co-founder and president of the environmental consulting firm Fort Point Associates.
Their water was so clean and so good at that point in time, they would dig oysters and bring them over by boat, and that's where they got their oyster supply from.
Not doing that today.
Not doing that today.
Fay has been in the industry for 40 years, working on projects like the Big Dig, the Boston Convention Center, and now the $2.4 billion Wynn Boston Harbor Casino. That name, Boston Harbor, tells you what you need to know about the Wynn site when it comes to climate change. It's along a tidal part of the Mystic River, which means that sea level rise or storm surge that affects the harbor also affects the casino's waterfront. So to fight that, Wynn is transforming the shoreline to serve as a defense mechanism.
We were able to convince Wynn to give up some land and to pull the existing shoreline, the existing fill, out of the harbor, bring the shoreline back, restore it, replant it, create a whole new salt marsh environment at the end here, and then above the salt marsh, create a coastal bank.
All of that to make a gradual incline from the water to where the casino will stand. Wynn Boston Harbor President Bob DeSalvio explains.
Instead of having that sort of constant pounding that you get with a traditional bulkhead, the concept of the living shoreline is to create much more ease for water to come up and find its natural point and then go back down to its more natural level.
That accomplishes two things. First, it creates a natural waterfront, something that's been largely extinct in Everett for generations, and something that won't disrupt operations if it gets flooded.
At the end of the day there, you'd probably have some landscape damage, maybe some damage to the harbor walk, but the building would be pretty much left untouched.
The gradual incline disguises a more dramatic elevation increase as you get closer to the casino itself.
From a visual perspective, you won't even really know that we raised that building because it's all been very cleverly hidden.
To hide that, DeSalvio says the ground level will actually be the first level of a basement parking garage, with the actual casino, as he says, on a pedestal above it, above the 500-year flood stage.
So we're at 9 feet above sea level. First level of the garage is plus 13, and then first elevation of the resort level is at plus 24 feet.
On top of elevating the building, the construction plan also calls for installing utilities, not in the basement, but on the third floor. Things like heating, air conditioning, and electrical utilities that could be knocked out by flooding if they were closer to the ground. And if power goes out, the building can generate most of its electricity needs through a combination of rooftop solar, generators, and other sources. But it's not just Wynn that's taking this sort of action. Angus Leary is the president and general manager of the Northeast for Suffolk, formerly known as Suffolk Construction.
It is real now, right? There was a period of time where people were saying, is it real? Is it really going to happen? That's over. We know that there are climate shifts. And now we're really looking at it. What are those impacts projecting out 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, 100 years? And then what can we do now to prevent issues that far out?
Suffolk is building the Wynn Casino in Everett, but has already built a number of other waterfront properties, including a new complex for Partners Healthcare just across the Mystic River in Assembly Row, Somerville. Leary says a lot of the same steps were used there, like raising utilities above the flood stage, but Also, some different tactics, like elevating certain parts of the first floor to direct water away from key areas.
Pushing away from certain areas and knowing that you're not going to be able to stop it all. So how do you relieve it and make sure that you give it a path to go if this happens with minimal disruption to the building when it happens?
Leary says as science around climate change has improved, the conversation has shifted from whether to protect against rising seas to how much, be it the 100, 500, or even 1,000-year flood level.
You're looking at the life cycle of your building, right? So if it is someone like Wynn that is a long-term hold, he's looking much further out. We're typically looking at the 100 as the baseline, and then it ramps up from there.
Back in Everett, Wynn officials say they're proud of the environmental work they're doing, restoring part of the Mystic River, cleaning up acres of land that just a few years ago were contaminated by chemical waste. But there's also a monetary angle. The $2.4 billion Wynn project is the largest single-phase development in Massachusetts history. And as Jamie Fay, the environmental consultant, says, protecting against the effects of climate change is good for business.
I mean, this is a waterfront site. We know for a fact that sea levels are going to rise. We may not know exactly how much and how fast, but we know it's happening. And this is a really huge investment of dollars, and they wanted to make sure that they were fully taking into account the potential for future sea level rise in building this project.
The Wynn Boston Harbor Casino is slated to open in June of 2019. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Jack Lepiarz.